A new study has found that the risk of death, hospitalization, and serious health issues from COVID-19 increases with reinfection regardless of vaccination. The study examined U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs data collected from March 1, 2020 through April 6, 2022. It included information on 443,588 patients with one SARS-CoV-2 infection, 40,947 with two or more infections, and 5.3 million who were not infected. Most of the study subjects were male. Reinfection with COVID-19 increases the risk of both acute outcomes and long COVID, said Dr. Ziad El-Ali of Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. He added that this was clear in unvaccinated, vaccinated, and boosted people. Reinfected patients had a doubled risk of death and a tripled risk of hospitalization compared with individuals infected only once. The patients also had increased risks for a number of other health problems, the study, reported in Nature Medicine, found. The problems affected the lungs, heart, blood, kidneys, bones, and muscles. Reinfection also increased the risk of mental health, brain, and nerve disorders. Even if one had prior infection and was vaccinated, meaning they had double immunity from prior infection plus vaccines, they are still susceptible to adverse outcomes upon reinfection, said Al-Ali. He was the lead writer of the study. Susceptible means easily affected or harmed by something. People with repeat infections were 3 times more likely to develop lung problems, 3 times more likely to suffer heart conditions, and 60% more likely to have brain or nerve disorders, the study found. The risks were highest in the first month after reinfection, but were still clear 6 months later. The total risks of repeat infection increased with the number of infections, even after examining differences in COVID-19 variants such as Delta, Omicron, and BA5, the researchers said. We had started seeing a lot of patients coming to the clinic with an air of invincibility, Al-Ali told Reuters. They wondered, does getting a reinfection really matter? The answer is yes, it absolutely does. He added that ahead of a season that often involves travel and indoor gatherings, people should be aware that reinfection is serious and should take steps to avoid getting infected. El-Ali explained that researchers are not suggesting serious measures, but maybe if you're going on a plane, wear a mask. Or, if a person is in a food store, consider that the person near you may have a weak immune system, and if you wear a mask, you might help to protect them, he said. I'm John Russell.